Hello, sir.
Hey, how are you?
Are we good? We all set? I'm good, sir. How are you doing today?
I'm good. Thank you for joining me today.
Thank you for having me, sir. Look at that. You got all the snazzy stuff lined up behind you. I got a very boring background. My apologies. But then I had to borrow a computer for this. So, I don't have the set built up for anything like that before.
This took a lot of work and effort, so thank you.
Oh, very nice.
I had a green screen for a while, but I figured, have a nice conversation piece when we talk. So,
Yeah, of course. That is a good lead-in. Good for you.
I do want to talk about MLW. This is your return to the company. I didn't realize this until this week, but your last match ended in a referee's decision. It was announced that you had a concussion. So, can you talk about the reported injury, what went on with that and why it's important to get off to a great start in your return match next week?
Yeah, it's very important because I hadn't worked for MLW since 2019, and the first match back on the go. Oof, stuff happens. Thank goodness for referee Frankie saved my life because I was out and I was gonna get up, and he said, "No, you're not," and he stopped it. And I time traveled in that moment because I was in the ring, and then all of a sudden I was sitting on my chair in the locker room with the doctor standing over me. And he's like, "You good?" And I'm like, "Yeah, okay." Those are scary things. And they seem to happen more and more the more this damage accumulates from this ridiculous life that we've chosen of getting kicked in the face for a living. So, I hope to put that behind me, but unfortunately, it's against Matt Riddle, who is also a man that could knock me out at any moment. So, hey, but it keeps things exciting. So, but yeah, hopefully this time it is very important to put in a good. You don't want it to end with the ref throwing it out. So, I do my best to keep my hands up this time. So, poof.
How excited are you to sort of rekindle the feud with Matt Riddle? I know you worked with him in NXT for a little bit. Obviously you mentioned, quite the first opponent for your MLW return, but how excited are you as far as getting another chance to work with him instead of looking at it as the first opportunity?
It's always good. Myself and Matt Riddle have wrestled in four different countries and had quite the extent of battles. So dating all the way back to when he first started coming onto the independent scene in Evolve was one of the first big matches that he had. So our history dates back a long time, with our final one obviously being in NXT. So yeah, it is very important to have a battle again with Mr. Riddle. Even though personally we're very different people, like, and yeah, but our mindset about professional wrestling, I think, is very similar, and that is important for every time we meet in the ring because we both believe professional wrestling should be hard-hitting, straightforward, sportsmanlike. So it does add to the environment. It adds to the fans' experience. So it is very good to anytime I have a match with Mr. Riddle, I always am looking forward to it.
Yeah. And like you mentioned, the last match you guys had was in the fight pit. So that's another added layer to it. Any thoughts on trying, like, are you trying to live up to that last match? Are you trying to do something different? Like, how are you approaching it? Because it was, the stage that you were on the last time with each other. Like, fight pit was a big deal to people. Like, I hear people all the time. It's like, if two opponents that have that sort of style, it's like, oh yeah, put them back in the fight pit.
Yeah, crazy how that happened because once again, the bizarre time of COVID. Goodness, like, so we ended up That whole thing was set up. We come in at, geez, 10 o'clock in the morning. We go out at 10:30 in the morning. Kurt Angle is the referee. The audience is people from the performance center. And you're just thinking, like, what a strange world that we're currently in. But it ended up being something that, yeah, as you said, people do talk about with regularity. Fortunately, it's because he kicked my teeth out. But peaks and valleys to everything. I'm not going to get any uglier. So I was already, they're already all cracked and broken anyways. But it is always interesting, professional wrestling, what catches on. And that's the thing, as you said, anyone with similar styles, they say put them in the fight pit, which I'm grateful because I'm undefeated in the fight pit. And I don't think I'm ever going to lose one because I don't think I'll probably have another one in my go. But yeah, every time me and Matt Riddle do wrestle, I think there is already an expectation of what it is from anyone that knows any bit of the history. And obviously, with the fight pit on top of it, it's not going to be a cage match. There's the war chamber for that. If you want a cage match, they got a cage match at MLW this time. I think they got two of them this time, so they'll cover that. But me and Mr. Riddle, as I said, provide hard-hitting professional wrestling whenever we're in the ring across from each other.
I want to jump back to something else you mentioned. You kind of said you time traveled when you were talking about the concussion. Did you have any like long-term effects from that one specifically, or is there any sort of more of a precautions that you take because of that now that
Well, the thing.
the education around concussions is sort of, improving more than it was a few years ago?
Sure, of course. Thankfully, for me, I learned very early in this pro wrestling adventure is that you need to train your neck. And the stronger that your neck is, when these things do occur, the recovery is usually a little better because it's not as bad as it could be. Thankfully, on that one, I did not have any ill effects afterwards. I time traveled, and it's something that you keep watch over. But when I got back home, I went to the gym, and that's usually a good, that's a sign. If you start working out and you're in a bad state mind-wise, it'll let you know real quick. The worst concussion I ever had was in 2016, and I was out for a month on that one, and that one was horrible. Thankfully, I never had any serious goes since then, except for my wonderful time travel at the last MLW. But thankfully, as I said, trained my neck very good, so it holds up. My body, as ridiculous as it is, it does get callous to the abuse that you take. Now it does add up. You have to keep your eye on it. You can't be stupid, obviously. So thankfully, I didn't have any ill effects and afterwards. It was only the flash knockout, and then I was able to wake up for my flight the next morning, no problem. I got home, I was able to go back to training the way that I always trained, and there was no effects. So I think I dodged a bullet on that one, thankfully. So yeah, but those things always weigh on your mind. And the longer that I do this, obviously it weighs on my mind more because it does, it is cumulative, and there is only so many times that it could happen. So that is a scary thing, but it is part of the ridiculousness that we chose to be kicked in the face for a living. So, oof, peaks and valleys, sir.
Well, I'm glad not only are you taking steps to prevent that, I'm glad to hear you're okay. On a lighter note, can you tell me where the British Messiah name came from? Because there's this it's kind of funny to see it happen because like there's people that think you're British and like they hear you talk and it's like, wait, what's going on?
So the story is this. When I first started wrestling, much like most people that start wrestling, you will listen to whatever your trainer says. And this was the idea of my trainer because when I was pursuing, I enjoyed the European style of wrestling more because straightforward wrestling. Also, when I was training to wrestle, we only had a ring for 2 weeks and then we were kicked out of the building. So the majority of my wrestling training was on mats in my trainer's garage. So therefore, you're focused more on holds and strikes and actual wrestling than you do of running the ropes and jumping off things and doing what have you. So that was the direction I was going in. I also did my young boy training pretty much 3 months in England, living in a ring van, working for the famed Brian Dixon shows. So after that, my original coach, who is the big ugly JD Bishop in Sacramento, he was like, "You're going to be the British Messiah." I'm like, "Oh, okay." So, because once again, you do what your coach tells you to do. Because I had no ambition. I never wanted to be a professional wrestler. I thought I was going to do this for a couple of years. Oh, that was fun, and move on with my life. And well, here we are today, sir. I'm glad it worked out, but it was that. So that was the original stick that I was given. And I found if you have to do anything ridiculous in professional wrestling, if you lean into it as hard as you can, usually it works out a little better. So that was the original goal. I think then after that, the reason was even though I stopped that very early in my career, I think I have no social media. No one has any contact with me unless they've actually talked to me in person. I don't do any of these interviews usually. So it's a very rare sort of thing. So people's imagination goes with one little thing that they saw maybe in 2007 and have continued it on to this. Also, the other thing is, I spent a lot of time in Europe. I lived in Germany for 3 years, and I mainly just worked for WXW in Germany and then all the England companies as well at the time. So I've been said, "Oh, we thought you were German too." Yeah, it just depends on, as people see how they go. But no, I am from Sacramento, California. My passport is blue. Yeah, so that's the go. But it is like, once again, pro wrestling is a very interesting thing. Stories are built, and I don't even have to do anything. Everyone's mind and their own imagination can go right ahead. So.
Well, here's the perfect example of when you want something to, sort of be behind the curtain, because not only are you not out there to sort of dispel it, but it like nobody was correcting it. It was just like, oh yeah, like that, like that's him. And I had my own like today I learned moment. I was like, wait, he's not. And it was after like a few, it was like after a few times like seeing you wrestle, they're like, yeah, it's. And I was like, oh wow, that's. And then I think there was like this side story that like like you were a military kid and you lived over there, so you like have dual citizenship. It was like all kinds of stories. So at least you are having fun with it. It's not one of those stories that you don't want out there. But that brings me to my next question. You sort of live off the grid. You don't have social media. I think you don't have a like a smartphone. How do you go about like getting bookings and sort of existing in a very social media friendly pro wrestling world?
Sure. A man I once knew always used to make the joke is, "If you want to book Tim Thatcher, you send this man a fax, and in 2 to 3 business days, he'll get back to you." Or the carrier pigeon, you're going to throw it out and hope it lands somewhere around Sacramento, all this stuff. Yeah, my decisions, I've had success in spite of my own decisions, which is, I'm very grateful that it's worked out that way. But I did it for, I do it this way for my own sanity. And thankfully, I've built enough of a reputation that I had started wrestling before all this stuff was important. So at least I'd built up enough of a reputation stuff before all the social media became that. If people want me to work for them, they find a way, which I'm very grateful for. It's a wonderful editing process too, because then I only work for companies that I want to work for. You can, because anyone can, I think it's mind-boggling boggling. I don't know how anyone does it, that everyone has direct contact with you. How insane is it that anyone anywhere can all of a sudden provide you with whatever idea is in their head at the time? So yeah, wild. But yeah, I do try to live a simple life outside. I believe people's imagination is much more entertaining than reality ever will be. So if they can come up with great things, then that ends up helping me as well. But no, I'm very grateful that, as I said, I had a good reputation and I've had some wonderful people look out for me. And so if people really want me to work for them, they find me. Like MLW is always been able to find me in contact. As I said, I worked for them in 2019, and then a lot of time passed, and they're able to find again. And so we get to go again on March 29th. So that'll be good.
I'm glad we get a chance to talk like this, so that's the positive. But at the same time, like on weekends, especially if there's no, like if I'm not watching wrestling, like I want my phone as far away as possible. Like I get wanting to disconnect, so I can certainly appreciate it on that level. Like just, removing yourself and, experience other stuff.
Yeah,
I
you
get it.
have to. I think as human beings, it's too difficult. If you have all this stuff coming at you all the time, it makes a very uneasy feeling. It's a rough life. You gotta have moments to just come
All
out.
right, my final question. I do a watch list. I usually try to get match picks. So whether it's MLW fans seeing you in your return, maybe they haven't seen your work, or just one that stands out from your career in general, do you have like a favorite or a few matches that you sort of think highlight who Timothy Thatcher is in the ring?
I've been very lucky to have many great opponents throughout the go, and I share history with them, and I come back around with them again, and I have many goats like Mr. Riddle here. The Fight Pit one is one that a lot of people discuss all the time, so that's a good one. I had a match with Walter in Progress Wrestling in England from 2018. I believe. I'm not good with years. I've been hitting the head too much, sir, which is unfortunate. But around that time, that many people always discussed. I've had many battles with Chris Hero that people seem to enjoy. So, yeah, there's been quite a few that lucky enough that these are matches that did me favors, because not only was it a great experience for me, because it's my kind of pro wrestling. As I keep saying, I like straightforward professional wrestling. And those matches, I think, really showcased how that is. So I can only be me. And thankfully, I've had a lot of great opponents that really accentuate all that as well.
March 29th, as you mentioned, War Chamber, MLW War Chamber is in St. Petersburg. Anything else you want to plug or promote before we get out of here?
Yeah, please, if you live in the area, please at MLW.com. There's still tickets available. I believe professional wrestling should be experienced in person. That's the best way, I think, to always experience professional wrestling. It's great now that everything's on streaming and you can watch it in your home at any time that you want and stuff. But please, if you live in the area, please come to the event, because there's nothing like actually being at a professional wrestling event. It also streams live on Triller TV Plus as well. So if you don't live in the area, it is nice that we have all the streaming stuff if you have the technology to do that. So yeah, I appreciate being back in MLW, and I look forward to the battle with Matt Riddle.
All right. Thank you for your time today. This was a lot of fun, and best of luck next week.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate it very much. Thank you for your time. I appreciate it very much.